sure, I mean, I'm now arguing the other side of it. I'm not sure that I agree totally on, as far as both arguments. The advantage of not getting, being political, trying to work for the best interest of the country, isn't a pretty damn good for the hell of a lot of people. Particularly if I'm working for peace, you know, God damn it, you know, that's a horrible thing. I'm going to China, Moscow, by the time I get through talking about it, they all know that that's the reason that the world's a little safer.
Well, you can follow the enemy through, and your enemy can be the threat of war.
That's right. Very good point.
And international instability.
Well, the other enemy theory, which I talked earlier in Charleston today, may be the Congress. Now, that Congress acts like a bunch of damn fools. That is a past tense. We oppose it. But if it's as low in the polls as we think, we just might just take the Congress on.
And then you've got to do it nonpartisan.
Why?
You don't take on the Democratic Congress.
No.
You just take on the Congress.
The Congress.
Take on its failure as an institution, as a legislative body, and blown it.
You know, let's keep nursing Scott. Every time you can think of a call Scott thinking, he loves it. He'll lift the latch up and he'll get out and get again. He only does it when he's loving. I do it also before. We've got a few people with
him. Scott is good.
Oh boy, he's smart.
The way you'll butter up Scott is if you can ship him off to China after you
hang out. We'll try. What we really have to do, should have a man's do together, what we really have to do though is to attack these, the likes of, I think the whole line that we should, that they should attack the Kennedys and the rest for blind, for vicious, libelous partisanship, the most vicious, you know, and use tough words. You can lie, partisan, unfair, dirty politics. Gutter politics, putting the party first and the country second. That's kind of what they do. I would be